take.
One shot, that's all that you got. That's all that I know. Foot on the gas, 155 on the road. You could be a friend of me, an enemy. Keep that same old energy, cause I know I'm in my element, ooh, yeah. I'm in my element, ooh, yeah. I'm in my element.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to All Caps No Cap, your place of motivation, encouragement, and inspiration. I'm your host, Corey Singletary. This is a place where we declare great things, big things. We are taking off the limits. We're taking off the caps. That's why it's no cap. And we're doing it bigger than ever before, and that's why it's all caps. I might have put it in backwards, but y'all get the idea. That's why we're here, because we're breaking things, we're shattering records, and we're going forth into our next destiny, into the next level that we are called to be. So I can't wait to make that journey with you, continually making that journey with you as well. So listen, I appreciate every one of you. If you have not heard episode number 3, which was My Voice is My Victory, I advise you to go back and listen to that episode. It was a banger. It was so much gold and nuggets and platinum and diamonds in that episode that you really need to go harvest. And so go listen to that. After you listen to this one, listen to this one. Don't leave this one out. Do not leave. Stay here. But after this episode, go and listen to episode number 3 if you haven't heard it. And if you're listening to the first time, go from 1 back to 4 where we're at now and catch up to the things that's been declared. These are not chronological episodes. That means they don't really tie together, because one episode don't have to lead to the next. It's just basically we're unfolding. We're, you know, pouring out the things that God has called for us to say or to be or to do in each episode. And so that's how I'm following this move. I'm not necessarily chronologically syncing things together, but as things come together, as things are unfolding, as things need to be addressed, that's how we'll build our platform. Okay. If God says something differently, we'll go that way. But for now, these are going to be strong affirmations, encouragement, motivation, and inspiration in your life. These are shareable. I want you to share. So with all that being said, I don't want to get top heavy on support. I do want you to get what you came here for. So let's get into episode number 4. And I also want to share with you guys some personal things that's happening. So if you're listening to this podcast and you follow me on social media, then you know my wife and I just made an announcement that we are pregnant and expecting our first child. And it's so exciting, so fulfilling to really be able to express that and publicly declare that to you all now. So that's what's been going on since episode 3. It has been going on the entire time I've been recording these podcast episodes. However, I haven't been sharing it with people publicly, mostly just close family has been in knowledge of our pregnancy, but that's about it. So if you've known, you've been blessed to know. If you haven't known, then surprise, we are expecting our first child. Also, we don't know what we're having. We're waiting to the birth. So that whole process is a whole nother process that we are also undergoing. The anxiety of waiting to find out what we're having, only to know when the baby is born. So that's going to be beautiful in itself. All right. So just a couple little personal things I wanted to share with you before we get deeper into this episode, because this is also going to be a banger. And we're going to talk about staying grounded. There's so much to talk about when it comes to staying grounded, but I want to speak on change today. So let's start there. So today is going to kind of fall into this avenue and this vein of how things are changing. Things are changing in my life rapidly with the incoming of a new baby. And that's exciting. But in the world, there's a lot of change that's happening around us. There's a lot of change that's happening within us. There's a lot of change that's happening to people we know and with people in organizations. And just normal is no longer normal anymore. I don't think we can even wake up in a day and expect things to be normal. Things are changing. So just say it with me. Just take a deep breath and say the word change with me on the count of 3. Here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Change.
It's happening all around us. We understand that we often don't understand change. Follow me as I break down why this embrace of change will help your voice in your victory. That's a plug back to episode 3 if you didn't know. All right, look around and just observe the environment around you. Wherever you live or go, you'll notice things are changing. You can't help but notice it. Even in your neighborhoods, the businesses, the roadways, fashion changes, music is changing, sports, content, social media, and so much more. More and more things are changing continually and take on a new identity. No matter if you're ready or not, change is going to come. Let's stop there. It's scary, and yet it's inevitable. We know it's going to happen. We know it's going to come. And whether you're ready or not, it's going to happen. Systems aren't going to remain the same way that they were when our moms and dads were coming up. And no longer will they remain the same when our children come up and their children come up. Change is going to come, and it's going to happen. Now, also, let me remind you, God has not given us the spirit of fear. So there's no need to fear when changes come because we know it's coming. So we should be more aware than we are fearful of anything. It says God has given us the spirit of power, of love, and of a sound mind. So when we need to apply these things, it's no need to fear because we already have those in us because that's what he's put in us. So when change comes, it doesn't intimidate us. It makes us more aware of what's going to happen. See, opposition is often the strongest reaction to change. When things change, it causes us to rebel, argue, and fight, especially when it's against something we don't want and something we don't fully understand. We're going to fight, we're going to rebel, we're going to argue. And I bet you, as I'm saying that, you can imagine and remember times when it was something you didn't like, something you didn't want to happen, how much you rebelled, argued, and fought against it. Take a flashback moment and just think for the next 10 seconds how when some system, some person, something happened close to you changed and you were totally against it, how did you respond? Were you totally okay with it? Not all the time, I bet. Were you totally fine with it? Not all the time, I bet. Did you just go with the flow? Not all the time, I bet. Did you complain? Probably sometimes. And did you tell other people how you felt about it? Probably so. So we always seem to have this fight, rebel, and argument against change. Think about in the Civil War days of this country, of the United States of America. Think about how much change was rapidly coming against the system that was in place, right? To end segregation, to end slavery, to end, all type of separation, to end the right to vote for one set of people and to open it up for another set of people. I mean, think about the amount of opposition that was raised in the land. No wonder there was a great war and fight. And still to this day, there's still some remnants of that, but it's not massive as it used to be some 50, 60, 100 plus years ago. It's not that way anymore because, you know, change has brought about a great evolution in the land. However, many had to fight against the opposition that rose up against the change that was coming. For example, we are enduring a very hard economical struggle in the nation and all over the world right now. Not only are we still recovering from a pandemic, we are seeing inflation like crazy, war over on the other side of the world, and a lack of support in the workforce. I went to a store that I've never seen have to struggle for employees being there and doing the work. They closed midway through the day. They're normally open late until the night. They closed midway to the day, and I'm not going to name that store unless they sponsor. If they sponsor, then hey, y'all can get drops all day. But they closed midway through the day because they didn't have enough people on staff to work. And I'm like, this is a big department store. This is a pretty bad thing that's happening. And you could tell because of the workforce being shattered like it is and because of people wanting higher wages to do the same work, things are going to get ugly before they get better. That's just what it is. This is not the way we were used to things just 2.5 years ago. And I want you to really think about that, how different life was just a handful of years ago. We didn't have to deal with the changes we have now, but now we do. So the best and most guaranteed way to deal with change is to be rooted and grounded in the truth. We're going to take a little bit more of a spiritual dive in this episode. The first three, I was a little bit nice to you all, but the preacher is going to come out a little bit on this episode. So stay tuned. Let's take a step further and turn to the Bible for a deeper context into this conversation on change. The Word of God has various examples of change and change to come. If you're a Christian, meaning you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you are indeed saved, then no one on the planet, no one on this earth, no one in the land is more capable of enduring change than you. Let's rewind. Let's think about that. If you believe in God and you believe in the Father, you believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ, then nobody, no one on earth, no one in your area, unless they are also a believer, is more capable of enduring change than you. I want to point you to three scriptures here in the Bible, in the And the Apostle Paul wrote these to three different groups of people, but they all have something that ties together. And I want you to see if you can catch that. It all ties together to the name of this episode, Staying Grounded. Don't forget, we're talking about change right now, but we're going to end this on being grounded and staying grounded. 1 Corinthians 15 and 58, it says, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." Let's have a little bit of Sunday school real quick. It says, my beloved brethren, meaning people, not just men. It includes you as well, my sisters. Be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Can we just break down those three words? Steadfast, immovable, and always. How does that relate to staying grounded? Let's talk about that for a moment. To be steadfast is to be firmly fixed in place. It gives an example word of immovable. It's not subject to change. Oh, wait, stop, pause. We're talking about change and how sometimes change makes us uncomfortable. It makes us want to rebel, fight, argue. What if I told you the reason why you're fighting and you're arguing with change or the systems that's bringing on change is because you're easily moved. You're not firmly fixed. You're not in place. You're subject to change. You're not able to make a decision against change. You're not able to stand strong against change. You're subject to it, meaning change has power over you. You don't have power over change. And so how can you be steadfast unless you get rooted and grounded in the truth? All right, keep that with you. We're going to move through all three of these, and I still got two more scriptures here to break down, but this is going to be really good. You need to share this. Go ahead while you're listening. Just share it. Send it to somebody now. Tell them this is for you. Okay. Now, change is very difficult, but we have to be immovable. Like those old Chevy commercials that back in the 90s, man, that's when, like, oh my God, advertisement was so pure. It was so great. And the old man would come on the Chevy commercial and he would be singing Like a Rock. I believe it was Bob Seger. He would come on and he'd just be tearing that song up.
But they all want the same thing. The most dependable, longest lasting trucks on the road.
It, Chevy would advertise their truck to be the longest lasting, most durable truck on the road. And it just makes me think that's what we need. We need to be long lasting, durable, even through change, even through circumstances. You were called to be immovable. You were called to be steadfast. So let's go on. Let's keep moving because this is really good. And I'm getting riled up. I want to actually sing the song, but I ain't gonna do that to y'all. But man, that song, just thinking about how captivating that song was. And that's how we need to be in the earth. That's how we need to be against change and things to come. Because if you are fair weather, you're going to blow with change. And back in my old school, little wooden church, they used to sing this song and they would say, there's a storm out on life's ocean and it's moving this away. If your soul's not anchored in Jesus, you will surely drift away. What are they talking about? If you are not steadfast and if you are not immovable, you'll just go with anything. Another little cliche they say, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for everything. I mean, there's so much to tell you. It's time to get firm. It's time to get grounded. It's time to be firm in the Lord. But let's move on because we got to break down immovable. And I still got to hit these other two scriptures. This is all really, really good. So immovable is the definition is incapable of being moved. Incapable of being moved, not moving or not intended to be moved, not capable of being moved emotionally. Wow. One that cannot be moved. I'm just reading to you some of the definitions that just are there for the word immovable. So being steadfast is being firmly fixed. Being immovable is being incapable of being moved. You're not emotionally moved. You're not intended to be moved. You're in a place where you're not intending to move. And this is so key. And this is why Paul is encouraging us to be this way, because there's another word here that we also must understand, which takes me to the word always. See, the word always means at all times. It's consistently there at all times. That means we're always firmly fixed. When we are found, we are firmly fixed. We are not emotionally moved. We're not intending to move. We're holding our ground. We're staying grounded. We're staying rooted. And this is at all times. That's what the word always means. So he says, at all times, abounding in the work of the Lord, meaning we're providing a great or plentiful quantity or supply to the work of the Lord, meaning we're doing much more in our work of the Lord, and we're always doing it at all times. We're firmly fixed, so we're always in place, and we do know that our labor is not in vain. Let me move on. Maybe I won't break down the next two this deeply, but that got to get your gears turning in such a way. Let's look at Ephesians 3 and 16. Paul says here, I pray that from his glorious unlimited resources, he will empower you with inner strength from his Spirit. Then Christ will make his home in your heart as you trust in him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. That means he's going to keep you steadfast and movable and always abounding in the work of the Lord. Now, verse continues to read, and in his roots will grow down and keep you strong, and may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep God's love is. May you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to understand fully. Then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that's come from God. Man, so all of this hits on being grounded and why we should be grounded and what comes with being grounded. Let's go on. Now he speaks to the Colossians in chapter 2, verse 6 and 7. It says, so then, just as you received Christ as your Lord, continue to live your lives in him. Meaning you've received Christ. Let go of the worldly. Let go of the childish. Let go of the petty nonsense that comes with living your life in the world's view, in the world's perspective, in the world's culture, in the world's society. Let that go and live your life righteously and godly in him. Abstain, resist, continue to do in the way of the Lord. Verse 7 says, let's go back. Continue to live your life in him and being rooted and built up in him. That's how you live your life in Christ. You live your life in Christ by being rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught. This has to be taught to you, and overflowing with thankfulness, meaning you're going to be so grateful for the way that your life is in God that you're going to overflow with thanksgiving. You're going to have so much to give God praise for, so much to give God glory for. I tell my church all the time, we never should go without a reason to give God praise, to give God worship. What are we standing around looking around at each other in the church for? There is a reason to praise him. There is a reason to give him glory. There is a reason to lift him up because of all that he has done to strengthen you, keep you steadfast, keep you immovable. You don't have no excuse to not be in place and to not lift him up. All right, that's the preacher is starting to itch a little bit in here. Let me move on. Let's keep this on podcast because I got Sunday coming up. So let's move on here. Now, while there are many agents of change around you, you must remain rooted, secure, grounded, and maintained in the gospel. The ones who will succeed when changes come are those who belong to Christ. Here's why I say that. When you are saved, when you follow and apply the word of God, it will change you. It literally will change you. Those who are looking for the old version are looking for something that has expired. And I want to say there are many people looking for the old version of you, one that is outdated, expired, and doesn't exist anymore. God says, behold, I do a new thing. What's that, God? You just changed something up. But see, God is consistent. Although he's doing a new thing, he also doesn't change. Wow. So check this out. God tells us in Malachi 3 and 6, he says, I am the Lord, I change not. So although God is doing a new thing, he changes things around, he himself is not changing. He's very much consistent. He's very much the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore, meaning his integrity of being holy is not corrupted, even though he changes some things around. This is pretty mind-boggling if you ask me, but if we apply the ways of God, we'll find ourselves being able to do new things without degrading, embarrassing, offending, or simply committing a wrongful act against the integrity of who we are, just like God is. And that's why this whole notion is so strongly expressed today, because we cannot compromise who we are for change. Now, I say this because I've noticed I've become new in many ways, yet without compromising who I am. I'm still going to be the one that I always have been, and I'm going to hold true to that. The only way you are able to do this is by being rooted and grounded. So I found myself more in the Word of God. I found myself more in the presence of God in a way that I need to be. And I don't find myself trying to do the things that made people more comfortable to be around me or me to be with them and around them. I find myself being more like a tree. Think about this. Think of a tree which undergoes several changes in any given year, yet still remains a tree, which has not been compromised by their very being. No matter the weather system, no matter the man-made things that go around it, no matter if they even uproot that tree consistently is always being who it is and what it is. And through seasonal changes, through trimming, through stormy weather, day after day, year after year, it still remains a tree, although it's under several changes weekly, daily, yearly. But think about it. The integral part of it is still continually a tree. So at the core of who you are, do not compromise it, even though things are changing around you. My encouragement to you is this: regardless of the changes which are inevitable, do not compromise your identity, your voice, your name, or your faith for change. Stay rooted and grounded. Be faithful, especially unto Christ. There is nothing out here that is greater than the love of Christ, and nothing shall separate you from it when you belong to Him. Keeping up with the Joneses is all about how you can change for them. But when you're rooted and grounded, they need to change how they deal with you. I've said all this to say, it's not about how you deal with the world around you. When you're rooted and grounded, it's about how well you're able to withstand while the world changes. And that's why we need to be steadfast and movable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Jeremiah 7:7-8, and I'm leaving you here with this: but blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in Him. They will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit. Today, because I went into more of a deeper dive with the Word of God today, leading you into several scriptures and several references, I don't have a personal affirmation to give to this episode, because that would be a slap in the face to what the Word of God has done in this episode. So our all caps statement today will only be in prayer, in all caps, meaning it's going to be a prayer, a declaration of greater things. So let us pray. Father, we thank you for this moment, for the listener that has heard this today, for the one that has heard an encouraging word today to fill their heart, to change their mind, to change their understanding, and to move them in a new way. God, I give you glory for this person, my brother or my sister, or the group of people that are finding their way to making more declarations that they've never made before, and to truly act on them and move on them. And though change may come, though opposition may arise, God, you raise a standard against every scheme, every trick of the enemy, and we rebuke it in the name of Jesus, because you are the power greater than all power in the earth. And so because of that, we're going to be rooted and grounded in you. And we do know how deep, how high, and how far your love is for us. Oh God, we give you glory for the work that you are doing in us, with us, and around us. Let this be a declaration and a propelling stage for us to go into our next destiny. Until we meet again, in Jesus' name, amen. I thank you all for tuning in. I thank you all for sharing with me this time. And I cannot wait to see you in episode 5. So with that being said, this is Corey Singletary with All Caps, No Cap. And there is no limits to you. So don't ever be closed off for anything, anybody, or any system. God bless. I'll see you guys in the next episode.